The school district officials say they've been forced to shoulder the burden of paying for special education services that are underfunded by the Kansas legislature. Advocates say there is a dire need for more money to support special ed services, and the state is in a financial position to afford that investment. Kansas law requires the state to provide 92% of the extra costs of special education. And a Barton County property owner helps police take down a burglar.
The Barton County Sheriff says the property owner held an alleged thief at gunpoint until law enforcement could arrive Monday afternoon about 3 miles east of Great Bend. The sheriff says the suspect, a 64-year-old man, was allegedly taking items from a vacant home and its outbuildings. He was booked on suspicion of burglary and is being held on a $20,000 bond. The suspect is from Dundee, southwest of Great Bend. J.P. Bazant reporting.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Each day, we choose to take steps forward, to look out for each other, to put a smile on someone's face just because you can. When we slow down, we feel the rhythm of life that holds us together. This is our home, our heart. Simply put, we are your family, your neighbors, your friends. We are Kansas. Local makes a difference. Health insurance enrollment is open now through January 15th. Shop Blue today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Figures from the special traffic enforcement conducted by the Kansas Highway Patrol over the Thanksgiving holiday shows a nearly double increase in the number of arrests for DUI. In 2020, 17 people were arrested for DUI, and in 2021, that number dropped to 15. However, this year, 29 people were arrested for allegedly driving under the influence in Kansas. The Kansas Highway Patrol said it investigated one fatal crash that appears to be DUI-related, and troopers said they also investigated two separate crashes that killed four people. Across Kansas, the Kansas Highway Patrol issued 1,087 speeding tickets over the holiday, which is 343 fewer than last year. There were 88 citations for adult seatbelt violations compared to 103 in 2021. 12 citations were issued for teenage seatbelt violations compared to 8 in 2021. And 13 were given for unrestrained children compared to 15 in 2021. The enforcement ran from 6 p.m. on Wednesday, November 23rd through 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, November 27th. With the drought persisting across Kansas, farmers say the winter wheat crop could be in jeopardy if moisture levels don't improve. They said last weekend's bout of rain was well received, but the overall lack of moisture is still substantial. Farmers report in some areas winter wheat is trying to germinate, but the lack of rainfall is working against it, with some saying this was the first fall where they didn't have adequate soil moisture to get wheat up, germinated, and out of the ground. Planting for winter wheat happened in October. Much of Kansas remains in severe to even exceptional drought, with a large swath of southern counties in the exceptional stage. Farmers are hoping for more rain or snow in the upcoming months and warmer weather in the short term to help the planted wheat get a strong start going into next year. The website candrive.org gives updates and shows videos of real-time road conditions, closures, and accidents. And the Kansas Department of Transportation officials said it can also be personalized so that you can see the road conditions that matter most to you when driving gets dangerous. You can create an account, save which streets you drive on, get email alerts, and share conditions on social media. And there's also a mode for truck drivers that shows information for them about way stations and bridge heights. Kansas Department of Transportation spokesman want people to use the website as much as possible because if you call them, this is what they're looking at. So you might as well look at it yourself as it's updated around the clock. An official said many people rely on the website to make sure their drive is safe, adding that the new CanDrive website is easier to use and includes more features that will help drivers as they travel Kansas highways. and having access to the latest road condition information is important for travelers as it helps people get where they want to go and keeps the Kansas economy moving. For more information, you can visit www.candrive.org. The Kansas Corporation Commission wants to remind Kansans that as cold weather approaches, now's a great time to winterize homes or businesses. The KCC says there are many no or low-cost ways to save energy and utility costs, and for larger projects, funding is available to help those who qualify. Homeowners and renters who need help winterizing can contact the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation at kshousingcorp.org. According to the KCC, income-eligible households can receive a comprehensive home energy audit to identify inefficiencies, and services and upgrades are provided free of charge. Help is also available for small business owners in towns with a population of less than 50,000 and agricultural producers. The Kansas Corporation Commission stated that there are things that Kansans can do now to reduce energy usage this winter, and they include to set back the thermostat, change or clean your furnace filters monthly, schedule an annual tune-up for your HVAC system, check and replace weather stripping and seal leaks, and let the sunshine in. By opening the blinds and curtains on the west and south facing windows during the day, it allows the sun to naturally heat your home. For more energy saving ideas, you can visit energysmartkansas.org. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
Since Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated launched the Connect NWK Job Board initiative as part of its Connect NWK project, officials have been pleased with the number of jobs listed on the site and the resulting employment, and employers appreciate the ease, functionality, and regional reach of the job board. Lucas Goddard with EICI said ConnectNWK.org is doing just what they were hoping, connecting job seekers to the jobs that are available in Northwest Kansas. He said in rural areas, it can be challenging for small communities to find the right tool to communicate job opportunities to potential employees looking for work in the region. And Connect NWK Job Board puts everything on one site for a more efficient, effective job search. Employers and economic development directors throughout the 26-county region of the EICI are able to post employment opportunities in their communities directly on to ConnectNWK.org. Benefits of the platform for employers and economic development directors includes getting connected to an even bigger pool of potential employees through the remote tag of job postings. And this feature feeds into the EICI's rural and remote program, which cultivates working professionals looking for remote opportunities to grow the remote network throughout the region. The Jobs Board is part of Connect NWK, a program launched by Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated to support economic and population growth of Northwest Kansas by providing connections between employers and prospective employees and individuals and communities. The Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated provides economic and entrepreneurial assistance to businesses in rural Northwest Kansas. The private operating foundation serves 26 counties in the region with a variety of programs, and by working with existing businesses or entrepreneurs throughout the coverage area with targeted programs, NWKEICI strives to reverse the outflow of people and businesses from Northwest Kansas. Through its current and future initiatives that extend resources to those businesses and entrepreneurs, NWKEICI hopes to increase population and to foster economic innovation in Northwest Kansas. For more information, you can visit connectnwk.org. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas was recently announced as the recipient of a $1,000 grant from Midwest Energy Incorporated. The grant award will be used to support DSNWK's efforts to improve storage capacity at its Employment Connections location in Hayes. This additional storage will house many of the generous furniture donations that DSNWK receives for its custom creation store, and DSNWK will be creating the additional storage space by adding into its current building, located at 660 Commerce Parkway in Hays. This additional storage will create a safer and more secure environment for the donations. DSNWK President Jerry Michaud stated that since the opening of their downtown store, Custom Creations, there's been tremendous growth in items created by the people they serve, with many of these items created through furniture donations from the community. And he said the Employment Connections building provides the place for them to store the furniture and for the individuals to create these one-of-a-kind furniture pieces. Carter Fellers of Waukini is one of three Northwest Kansas winners in the 2022 Put the Bricks on Fatalities Day poster contest. The contest is sponsored annually by the Kansas Department of Transportation and other traffic safety organizations. Fellers received first place in the 8 to 10-year-old age group for the Northwest region, and he was awarded a bicycle from the Kansas Turnpike Authority and a helmet donated by Safe Kids Kansas. The poster contest aims to encourage youth to think about traffic safety and present their ideas through their artwork. A total of 497 Kansas kids aged 5 to 13 participated this year. Put the Brakes on Fatalities Day is a nationwide effort to increase roadway safety and reduce all traffic fatalities. For more information, you can visit the Kansas Department of Transportation's website at ksdot.org. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
A single gift can bring many holiday joys. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, get holiday celebrations off to a bright start with CU Money Visa gift cards. Share the one gift that can fit everyone's holiday dreams. Purchase one today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. The threat of a railroad strike next week could prompt Congress to put a legislative fix on express today. Railway Age reports that the House has drafted a joint resolution making law a labor agreement between the nation's largest railroads and a dozen unions put forward by the White House in September. The deal had been rejected by four unions in the past month, raising the prospect of a strike considered debilitating to the economy. Earlier this week, President Biden called on Congress to intervene, similar to how they had done so several times over the past 60 years, including most recently in 1992. Here's Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
From the beginning, the president has been very clear. Shutdown is unacceptable because of the impact that it would have on jobs and families and farms and businesses and communities just across the country. The president is directly involved in the process and has been engaged with his team and also has had conversation with members of Congress on this particular issue.
Former USDA Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce recently commented that because of the broad economic impact, he expects Congress to intervene.
I look at everything from an agricultural lens, but there are a bunch of other segments of the economy that would be affected, right? So, you know, I would be less inclined to think that Congress would act if it was just one segment of the economy, but it stretches across all segments. So I would think somebody's going to do something to get this averted.
The joint resolution averting the strike could clear the House quickly, but face some delays in the Senate. Iowa Republican Joni Ernst had mentioned last week that she would have preferred to avoid congressional intervention.
I know this is a very difficult problem to have, but we hope that they can come up with those solutions and that Congress does not have to intervene.
While the earliest a strike could occur is December 9th, the railroads could begin preparing for its potential impacts as early as Monday. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
In the field, it's good to have a friend you can count on. One that's hardworking, trustworthy, and always shows up. Just like LG Seeds. Our corn hybrids and soybean varieties deliver consistent performance across all your acres, giving you reliable yield you can expect. Start this season right with LG Seeds. Talk to your local dealer or visit lgseeds.com for more information.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. High pressure is back over the Central Plains following yesterday's cold front. We should have sunshine statewide today with cool temperatures, but still near average. Our next cold front will be arriving with cooler temperatures on Saturday, but in the meantime, we'll get a little warming trend going starting tomorrow. Precipitation chances will stay low through the upcoming weekend with all the moist air over the eastern states and quite a bit in the Pacific Northwest and down into Northern California. We'll stay dry in the Central Plains for now. As high pressure drifts eastward, it may get a little windy in our western high plains this afternoon. On the map, a big area of high pressure is covering all of the central and southern plains. We have a reinforcing high over the central Rockies. By mid to late afternoon, high pressure will be centered over southeastern Kansas, and our western high plains will get a little bit breezy. Overnight, high pressure will strengthen in the Rockies, and a low pressure trough will develop off to our west. So we're expecting the wind to get a little bit more gusty in our western and central counties. Then we're in for a couple of windy but warmer days on Thursday and Friday. Starting tomorrow morning, high pressure will build off to our west, and we'll have sunny skies and gusty wind. Quite a bit warmer tomorrow in western Kansas, a few places hitting about 60, but cooler in the eastern counties. Looks like another windy and mild day on Friday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll stay in the upper 30s with mid-teens to low 20s for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 30s north central, and tonight we're in the mid-20s. Northeast, upper 30s and low 40s with low to mid-20s for the overnight hours. Southwest, low to mid-40s today, mid to upper 20s overnight. Low to mid-40s south central, tonight we're in the upper 20s. And southeast, low 40s today, mid to upper 20s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trade has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle lowest has been in the last four sessions, our December contract lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 13802. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dixon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
El Dorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun. He got a razor in his shoe. Hey, Bam, 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 Leroy Brown. Baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong. Meaner than a junkyard dog. We're Friday, about a week ago. Leroy shooting dice. And at the edge of the bar sat a girl named
Better than old.
fighting, and when they pull down from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle.